Well, good morning. What an uplifting morning we've had so far. We've only been here for 20 minutes or so. This has been fabulous. How perfect is this? So today's topic is oneness. And I particularly like this book called Oneness, The Teachings, that's channeled material from an entity named Rasha. And this is one of my go-to books. That you can literally just pick it up at any time, and when you need inspiration, you can just open it up and read exactly what you need to hear. And it's very inspiring. It's one that stays on my nightstand when I personally need inspiration. So when I was asked to do a talk today, what I was feeling was I really wanted people to get the message of oneness, what that means for them. So as this talk continues, I really want you to ask yourself the question, what is oneness? What does oneness mean to you as an individual and globally, right? Because ultimately, that's what we're all striving for. We're all striving for, you know, being able to have our life in balance and living in peace and unity and oneness for our own lives and our own immediate environment, right? But we also want that to, you know that wonderful saying, act locally, think globally. You know, you want that global oneness. And what does that really mean? How do you integrate being a person who has their life together, quote unquote, right? And being able to embody that and live by example, quote unquote, and allowing yourself to be part of the whole, allow the oneness, allowing the give and the take and the giving and receiving we hear so much about, and finding that balance, right? So what I really want to inspire you with today is the ability to know that you have that power within you. And, you know, of course, it has an emotional component, it has a physical component, a spiritual component, and a mental component. And we've all, you know, find our ways about, you know, figuring out each one of these. And you know, ultimately, we've all had those moments where they all mesh together and we have our lives working in synchronicity. And when we have our lives working in synchronicity, we see it manifest in our world, right? And then what you pay attention to manifests in your world, right? We all know these concepts. We all know these theories. But it's time to start integrating it. Like, what can you do on a personal level to start having this feeling of oneness, this unity, this love for self first, and then for your fellow man in your universe, right? So it's just about really starting to integrate your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, and really paying attention and finding that balance, right? So, you know, it all boils down to this wonderful thing called trust, right? Or faith, or hope, or all these values, or these buzzwords, right? That we always hear about in our spiritual talks, right? You've got to feel this, you got to have faith, just trust, right? But here's the thing. I want to give you practical ways to amplify the trust, right? Because if you have that foundation of trust, then you're standing on solid ground. You know that you're part of a greater whole. You're part of a oneness. And you know that beautiful saying that, I forget if it's Rumi or somebody, one of our great spiritual masters, that says, we're just a drop in the ocean that's part of the bigger whole, right? You know, but that drop, if you looked at it under a microscope, you would see that it has an identity. It has its own DNA. It has its own signature, right? So we as an individual have to own and work with that individual DNA to make sure that we are amplifying the whole, right? So you have to really get into the nitty-gritty if you care, and note to self that you do care because you're here in the physical and you wouldn't be here if you didn't. Yes. You are here to manifest the greatness of love that is you, your unique signature. So, how do you do that? You do that by paying attention to how you feel, how you think, and how you want to act, right? And it's a moment-to-moment thing. And you know, this book, we were going to give you great experts from the book, but it's all the same stuff. You know, it all tells you about tuning into your own energy, tuning into the wholeness and the oneness of yourself first to be part of the greater whole, right? You aren't here to serve outside of yourself. You're here to serve within and then out, right? It's nothing external. It's all within. So you have to start really tuning into what that means for you. How do you want your life to look? And how do you want to feel, right? So it, like we've been preaching and we've heard it all before, it's another version of the same story today that you are going to remember. You have to do what feels good. Your feelings are your indicator of how you should be, how you want to feel and how you want to act. And if you just take the time, moment to moment to moment, to really check in with yourself, your intuition, your knowing, your internal connection to the whole, then you would know that you are either on track with your heart's desire or you're not, right? So you have to really get in tune with how you want to feel first. So if you wake up today and you know you have this to-do list of a million things to do, but your heart's not in it, that's your indicator to say, oh, what would feel good for me to do today? Would it feel good to exercise, go for a walk, take a nap, clean the house, or do nothing? Right? And you have to start really paying attention on how you're actually doing yourself good. You're treating yourself with tender love and care when you can actually tune in and allow yourself to do what genuinely feels good to you. And you say, oh, yes, yes, that feels so selfish to do that. What about all these people in my world who are going to judge me for being selfish if I do that, right? Well, you've got to get to the point, like we've heard before from many other teachers, where you don't care. Because the thing about honoring yourself first is that you're honing in the vibration of self-love. And when you are one who is walking the physical earth from this vibration of unconditional love for self, it automatically radiates out into others. Just like a drop in the ocean will go on the wave with that unique love signature and peace and healing, you're still part of the wave and you want to be on the love wave, right? You want to be on the love vibration. You want to be in the ocean of love. Carrie's favorite song in the universe is Sea of Love. Come with me, my love, to the sea of love. I want to tell you just how much I love you, right? So you gotta really just feel your way through it, right? But it's, you know, we'll give you a better, easier way. So you say, okay, how do I get this connection that my heart's craving? How do I get this sense of community that I want so desperately? Well, first of all, you show up. And second of all, you be open to receiving, right? Gary and our other friends have been talking about how giving and receiving has been so out of balance, right? And we all seem to take that as an individual thing, like I'm not receiving enough of what I need, right? Well, we would ask you first to check in and say, are you giving what you need? Are you giving equal amounts of what you need? So you gotta check in with yourself first for giving and receiving. So when you start saying, oh, but I've just given and given and given till I'm depleted, it's time for me to receive. Well, society tends to honor the ones who give and give and give and give, and not so much the ones that receive, 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 right? So we're just saying that's okay, but we kind of know a little secret that it's okay to receive, because when you let this love flow and you're in the receiving mode of the love, you're amplifying as a giver, right? You're able to give, and then when you give, the next person who's receiving what you're giving amplifies the ocean of love even more. You see how it's a ripple effect, like a wave ripples? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And so that's why you have to, as an individual, have the balance first in your giving, your receiving, in your mind, your body, your soul, and your oneness has to be complete here first before it can go out globally, okay? And that takes a moment-to-moment awareness to just check in and say, hey, how am I feeling? Is my body okay? Is my mind okay? My thoughts, my feelings, my relationships? And then you just apply how you want to feel first, and then you take the inspired action. Carrie has been struggling with some family relationships lately, and she's feeling guilty. She doesn't know what to do about these certain relationships. She's kind of stuck in fear about whether or not to put herself out there again because she's afraid of being hurt. And we're gently trying to tell her, you know, Carrie, if you practice what we preach, if you would check in and you know that if you go through the feeling of fear, you'll find love or something unexpected on the other side, right? But it's not so easy to put yourself out there when the past has said every time you put yourself out there, you've gotten this result. Well, here's the thing, and this is very important, and we're really trying to get your attention on this. You as an individual are the one who's bringing that energy from the past into this present moment. Because in this present moment, that is gone. That's no longer. This present moment is where you get to choose how you want to feel, think, and be into your future, right? So you have to be able to say, okay, I'm scared, but I'm going to take this leap of faith and trust and know and apply love as much as I possibly can to this situation, this feeling of fear, and say, okay, fear, we're going to come into this moment together and we're going to amplify the love and then we're going to step into the future together, right? Mm-hmm. And so when we step together as a wholeness, as a unit, instead of fighting the fear, we accept the fear to be part of us and bring us here into the future, the vibration shifted. The feeling shifted. It's not as heavy as it was here. You see, so it starts lightening the flow and it starts easing up, right? And the beauty, if you really are paying attention, what's really cool is the mind becomes quiet. It says, oh, she made a decision. She's going that way. Fear, come on. Right? Feelings, come on. Whatever you're worried about, come on. We're going this way, right? You're taking control. You're taking ownership. That is the oneness. That is the oneness that we're talking about. It's integrating all of it. The feelings, the fear, the action, the knowing. You take it all and you get into this moment and you decide. Because you can have, believe you me, you have the choice to stay stuck here. You have the state. The choice to stay open to trust, and you have the choice to move forward. It's free will. It's always your choice. But if you allow yourself to be open to it, what inevitably happens is you start getting more support from non-physical, physical, places that you never expected. Right? People and places and things and synchronicities, like having a friend sing to us from Canada, just start showing up. They just start showing up. That support, the minute you decide to be your unique signature as part of the whole and ask for the support, you open to receive, you become the receiver of the love, the part of the whole that you already are, and you start amplifying it, and that radiates out into the greater good. It's very powerful. It's very powerful, very powerful stuff. Very powerful. How much time do we have? We're done.
We're one. It's
10 till. Okay, so that mean 10 more minutes?
If you want.
Okay. Oh, let's get a short breath here. So, you know, there's this vibration that has been kind of hitting those of you who are sensitive to energy, right? That you all have been craving this urge for this pure positive energy to become your normal, right? Mm-hmm. And people have been asking at a soul level, how do we do this? How do we do this? Well, again, it takes the ownership of the one first to be part of the oneness. right? You have to take individual responsibility for how you want to show up in the world. And our wonderful, loving friend Gandhi, be that change you want to see in the world, right? Be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change you want to see in the world. And you embody in your body, in body, embody in the body is another, you know, another flavor of why you're here. You're here to make that change. You're here to let your seed grow into more love, expand the beauty of love in the world, just like a flower does, right? You have to embody all those attributes and use the power of your free will to amplify the love in your life and allow your life to be the dream-filled life that you choose, right? You want to have the blissful life, but that's the beauty. You know, if we were to say there was a God, you know, the God was so unforgiving, unconditional in the love, knowing that he gave you the signature of individuality to blossom into the love that you are. Right, you can choose to bloom your flower however you want to be in the world or not. You don't have to, but if you tune into this power that's innate within you and let it shine, let it grow, and let it go out into the world, you start hitting those vibrational frequencies that are a match. Right, just like our friend here on Skype who was singing notes in music. Right? You take a note in music and you know in a heartbeat if somebody hits the wrong note, right? But when they hit the right note and then another person comes in and hits the right note, that's harmony. And when you have harmony, then you start building a song and music, and then you have an orchestra, and then you have a symphony, and then you have choir of angels, and then everybody's vibrating on this beautiful note, right? One note. It took one note to make that all happen, right? Or that one intention. You could use the analogy of an intention. You had the intention to bring great music to today, right? And that's what happened. You start with the intention. This study group is another intention. And how many lives have changed as a result of this study group? Right? How many books are in the world that have changed just because somebody took the time to write one? Right? So you have to just hone in and start really amplifying your own personal power of how you want to be in the world and really own it and start amplifying it. Because in order for the world, the oneness to really get going and have the flow of momentum that everybody desires, you have to really start taking ownership and amplifying your own dream state, your own frequencies, your own vibrations, and then we will have the peaceful, loving world that we all seek, right? But it's always just a matter of vibration. It's always intending when you wake up in the morning, I'm going to intend to have my life and connected and to source and trusting that all is well and give and receive equally, and I'm going to wish that for the world. Right? And you just keep that vibration as strong as you possibly can. And you watch how it just has that beautiful flow of in and out, your beautiful infinity symbol. It goes in and it goes out. But it goes to a global level. But it takes the intention of the one to make that expand into the world, right? And we live as, and we think we're one planet, but we're not. We're one of many in a universe, right? So then if you take, you know, if you're amplifying that love on the planet Earth, and then you're like, okay, planet Earth seems to have it going on, and then you amplify the vibration of Earth out into the universes, to the other planets and galaxies, we're doing pretty good work. Right? We're doing pretty good work. So you know, our friends on the other galaxies are looking, what's that little bright spot down there? What are they doing? Right? And they start feeling drawn to come play, right? Because it's that that has the potential of infinite possibilities. And knowing it and owning it are two different things. So today we just wanted to inspire you to take your own power back, right? Mm-hmm. Take your own power back to know the infinite potential that you are is magnificent, and your pure positive energy and love is always the answer to every question. So we are going to leave you with that, and we hope you that you are inspired to continue your journey into oneness, and we give thanks, and we are so grateful to be here, and so it is.
And so it is. Yay! Yay.